AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the deadly attack at a museum in Tunisia. 23 people were killed. Martin Schulz is the president of the European Parliament.
This is an attack against democracy. I'm very afraid and very worried.
Today, hundreds of Tunisians rallied at the National Bardo Museum, stepping around trails of blood and broken glass to proclaim their solidarity with the victims and with Tunisia's fledgling democracy. Also, 9 people were arrested in Tunisia. 5 of them are being directly connected to the attack. Japanese police say they have arrested a man for making bomb threats against the U.S. Embassy in Tokyo. And media reports say he is also a possible suspect in the recent death threats against the U.S. ambassador to Japan, Caroline Kennedy. President Obama has signed an executive order for the federal government to cut its emissions of greenhouse gases by 40%.
This has been a team effort to make sure that we are doing everything we can to boost the energy efficiency of the American economy. And since we've said it's important, we thought it was important for us to lead by example.
The executive order also includes a boost in use of renewable energy sources to 30% of the federal government's consumption. The governor of Virginia is ordering an investigation into the arrest of a University of Virginia student whose face is bloodied in a photo as he is being held down by an officer. Martise Johnson is charged with 2 counts, obstruction of justice without force and public swearing or intoxication. This is University of Virginia President Teresa Sullivan.
To see the picture of him lying there with the blood streaming down his face, that was very difficult for me as a mother to see.
She spoke to WCAV-TV. The alcoholic beverage control agent who made the arrest said in his report Johnson was very agitated and belligerent. The Dow is down 120 points. This is AP Radio News. More than 100,000 vehicles are being added to Honda's big side airbag recall.
Honda's adding 89,000 pilots from 2008 to the growing recall over airbag inflators that can explode and expanding an already existing recall on 2004 Civics and 2001 Accords. The problem involves decatomate airbags that can send shrapnel flying at drivers and passengers. At least 6 people have died because of the problem so far. Honda's among 10 automakers that have issued the recalls. The company says dealers will replace driver airbag inflators for free. I'm Violet Ikonomova.
Some new research shows a law that restricted the opening of new standalone fast food restaurants in South Los Angeles did not lower the obesity rate or improve diets. The research says the obesity rate in that part of L.A. continued to go up. The law has been on the books in Los Angeles since 2008. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.